Welcome to Real Talk with Life After Grief, Chris, where we talk about relevant issues as it relates to individuals in grief as they navigate finances and the advisors who help them. We help clients in grief navigate financial matters. We also teach advisors how to emotionally and financially work with clients in grief through an unparalleled process. This week's podcast is sponsored by Life After Grief Financial Planning and Life After Grief Consulting.
Hello and welcome back to another season of Real Talk with Life After Grief, Chris. Well, last season ended on a pretty unique note in regards to some of the traumas that I disclosed that have happened in my life. And I thought it would be an extension to kind of theme this season as trauma, unless anything else pops into my mind. So with that being said, according to the American Psychological Association, trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, rape, or natural disaster. Immediately after the event, shock and denial are typical. Longer-term reactions include unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and even physical symptoms like headaches or nausea. While these feelings are normal, some people have difficulty moving on with their lives. Psychologists can help them find constructive ways of managing their emotions. So I am going to name the traumas that readily come to mind that I have been riddled with since a child. So probably the most recent one that I disclosed was the abuse that I endured as a child. I had meningitis when I was 16. My mother developed metastatic breast cancer when I was 17 and a half or 18. My mother had a bone marrow transplant, radiation chemotherapy, when I was probably 19 or 20. And then around 2002-ish, I must have been 24, 26, my mother was Baker acted. And from 2002 to 2008, I became the primary caregiver for my mother and my father. 2008, my mother and father passed away within 2.5 months of each other. 2010, my paternal grandmother passed away. 2012, my wife and I lost a child. And those are probably the top that come to mind. There are some other ones, but I'm not going to go into much detail. So I am going to focus on one of those traumas, which was my mother developing metastatic breast cancer. And I'm going to rate back to the definition of trauma. My emotional response to that, my heart rate increased. I had a headache. I had a hard time thinking. And I was in denial somewhat immediately after the event in regards to what could possibly happen to my mother. That didn't set in until I actually left for college. So the timing, I was told shortly before I graduated high school, and then I entered college probably early August, so May to early August of 1994. And that first year was a battle for me because I had no idea what was going on, and I tried to bury myself in my studies. And that didn't work out very well. My grades seemed to drop. I believe it was my second semester or so. May have been into my third semester. And it was generally, again, I had difficulties thinking and concentrating, and my emotions were all over the place. I was very fortunate that I had good friends around me who also went to the University of Florida that I could tap on and, you know, kind of help me through the process. The other aspect that I tried to deal with this particular trauma is physical exhaustion. So I didn't drink really in college at all. That wasn't my jam. And what was my jam is playing basketball and lifting weights and, you know, just physical exertion. And I use that as my outlet. And I got to a point where I was exercising. I just didn't think about anything that was going on. Good, bad, or indifferent. It was how I dealt with things. And I actually got burned out of exercising because I pushed the limits so hard because I was trying to run away from what was going on at home with regard to my mom's cancer. And I never got the help that I probably should have, didn't even know for that event, which, you know, escalated into other events pertaining to my mother's health. And the psychological aspect stuck with me. And I, you know, just tried to deal with it the best way that I could and didn't really seek any professional help until, man, 10 plus years later. And I'm not going to ever say that it's too late, but I'd already developed a lot of coping skills that helped me kind of get through. I didn't have any frame of reference and I didn't have any tools to deal with something like that. Furthermore, I didn't have any friends that I could go to and say, hey, I know your mom had cancer. Can you tell me what it feels like? Or can you tell me how, you know, you dealt with it? Or can you tell me how your family dealt with it? Can you tell me how your brother or your sister dealt with it? I was going at it alone. And that was very traumatizing as well. I remember walking to class or riding my bike exasperated because I was just so mentally and physically tired. And the thoughts that kept racing through my mind were my mother was going to die. I just kept thinking of those things. And during that time, some of the other symptoms that I began to develop were anxiety. I had extreme anxiety during that time period. And I didn't know where it was coming from. You know, looking back, I surely know where it's coming from. It was coming from the unknown with regard to my mom. And now that I look back, all of these feelings were normal. And I was able to move on, so to speak, because my mother recovered. If she didn't recover and she passed away, I think that would have been a whole nother can of worms, so to speak, that I would have had to deal with at a very, very early age. And, you know, unbeknownst to me with regard to the trauma that I experienced before that, I thought everything was normal in my life before that aspect. And come to find out, you know, some decades later that my experiences as a child were not normal. And, you know, as a child, you cling to what you know. And I clung to my parents because that was what I knew. And it was very heartbreaking to see my mother go through her treatments with cancer. I remember her losing her hair and how hard that was on her. I remember she had a mastectomy. I recall how difficult psychologically that was on her and just observing her and everything that went on with it that traumatized her that I witnessed. And it in turn became my trauma. So I like to kind of share that story as my parlay into the theme of this season, which is trauma. And as I commonly do, I like to utilize my experiences to have a jump start and a springing board for everything to come during the season. And my hope is that, you know, I somewhat normalize the ups and downs and some of the ways to deal with trauma, whatever form or fashion that is. And I'll also leave some resources in the notes section along with this podcast. Cheers, be well. See you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you are a client and are looking to work directly with Chris and/or our firm, head on over to Life After Grief FP. That is Life After Grief FP. The FP is for financial planning. If you are an advisor looking to emotionally and financially work with your client in grief, or if you are a client looking to get your advisor's head in the game, head on over to lifeaftergriefconsulting.com. That is lifeaftergriefconsulting.com. Any related information referenced in this week's podcast will be located here in the podcast section.